Morning Watch, Day 3, The Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 6, Life in the Land and the Issue of the Land, the Church as the Temple, the Dwelling Place of God, and as the City, the Kingdom of God. Related Verses 2 Corinthians 12:9, And he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Suggested reading. In 2 Corinthians, we see a group of people who have attained to the uttermost to fulfill God's purpose. Although the term of the good land is not used in this book, spiritually speaking, we can see the good land in 2 Corinthians. The good land in this book is Christ himself, as the very embodiment of the processed triune God, given to us as the divine grace for our enjoyment. In this book, we see some persons who possessed Christ as their God-given portion. These persons entered into the land promised and given by God, and they were enjoying this land, which is Christ himself. A good example of grace is in 2 Corinthians 12. In verse 7 through 9, Paul said, There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, that he might buffet me, in order that I might not be exceedingly lifted up. Concerning this, I entreated the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me. And he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you. We might think that if the thorn were taken away, that would be a real grace. If we had some illness, we might ask the Lord to heal us, to take away our illness. If our illness were gone the next day, we would be excited, praising the Lord for his grace. But this is not the grace mentioned in 2 Corinthians. The grace that Paul experienced was related to a thorn in the flesh, which troubled and buffeted him all the time. The Lord was not willing to take the thorn away, but told Paul that his grace was sufficient. If we were Paul, we might have argued with the Lord. Lord, if your grace is sufficient, it has to be sufficient to take the thorn away. However, if the thorn is taken away, we can never experience the sufficient grace. We can never taste how sufficient this grace is. The grace mentioned here is not something done by the Lord or given by the Lord. It is simply the Lord himself within us, supporting us, energizing us, and strengthening us to face the trouble, to meet the situation. This is a living grace, a real grace, and is nothing less than Christ as the very embodiment of the fullness of the Godhead for our enjoyment. God assigned one coworker another coworker who was peculiar and troubling to him. He asked the Lord many times to be gracious and merciful to him, so that he would not have to work with his brother. After many years, there is no answer to this prayer, no taking away of his fellow worker. Eventually, this brother was subdued by the Lord and realized that he had to accept this thorn. Then he prayed, Lord, how I thank you for this precious dear thorn upon me. Through this, I can experience you more and more as my grace. He learned the lesson of how to enjoy the living Christ as grace, the embodiment of all the fullness of the Godhead within him for his enjoyment. Out of the enjoyment of Christ himself, as grace comes forth the body of Christ. The body of Christ cannot come forth, cannot be brought into our practical experience by teachings alone. The practical life of the body of Christ could only come forth out of the enjoyment of Christ as the grace of God. The more we enjoy Him, the more we will possess of Him. Out of this possession of Christ as our grace, the practical church life will be produced.